Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. The Plaza is proud to present
Future Basics Radio Show.
Future Basics Radio Show.
Future Basics Radio. Radio.
Go to the next show.
DJ Soulist.
DJ Soulist.
Free worker.
Free
live in the funkiest radio show in Paris.
Are you ready?
What's up? This is Bonobo.
This is DJ Newmark.
Hello, this is Dennis Coffey.
Hey, hey, music lovers. Kid Creole here.
Yeah, yeah, this is Edan.
Yo, 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 this is DJ Genter from Japan.
Hi, I'm Anthony Joseph.
What's going on? This is DJ Mr. Thing.
Hi, this is Ghost Poet.
This is DJ Spinner.
You are now listening to Future Basics Radio Show.
Future Basics Radio Show.
You know this ain't real. I think you need to stop pretending these niggas ain't down. We know the deal. Niggas ain't out. Here today and the next you're gone. Cause your niggas ain't real. And we know the deal. Yeah, we know
87
the deal.
Strip walker. I'm a shit talker. Fuck all night, yo, depending what I'm off. I had a white girl, I tossed her. Black girl, I lost her. Break bread with the stones. I'm the rock of Gibraltar. Salt of the earth for what it's worth, yo. From birth, I was first with a verse. Live niggas don't rehearse. Wear the prophets on the shirt. Yeah, yeah, that's the creed. I can give a fuck if it's real or weed. I tell you when you look good and keep it right there. I'm as important to the shot as my nigga Mike and Jordan 3's on the feet as we breeze down Lakeshore. These are the days that we bake more to make more. I've been living in the moment lately. It's like the love and the hate seem to motivate me. Lady, lady, that body crazy. You've been working out of this thing. If it not, tell me if it's really
real. I think you need to stop pretending these niggas ain't ill. We know the deal.
You know,
niggas ain't out. Here today and the next you're gone. Cause your niggas ain't real.
You know,
we know the deal.
We know,
yeah, we know.
I'm the soul controller, opposite of sober. Flow from the south side to South Angola. Mommy wanna strip, then yeah, I'm a poker. And go all in and stretch it out like yoga. I'm flexing, sexing, oiled up like Texan. Survivor, soldier, a child is destined. A star is born in a Chicago storm. The name is common, I'm anything but the norm. 6 in the morning, something warm and forming. I'm sweating like I'm performing on touring. Y'all fucking with this like porn. Put your fists up cause you know I write on. New planes and plateaus. Made it through the black hole. I rhyme in a timeless capsule. I rap for niggas in the barbershops. And bras is hot. I run a town. I'm a fucking juggernaut.
Niggas
shit
ain't
is real.
I think you need to stop pretending these niggas ain't ill. We know the deal.
You know
niggas ain't out. Today and the next you're gone. Cause your niggas ain't real.
You know
we know the deal.
We know
niggas ain't real. I think you need to stop pretending these niggas ain't ill. We know the deal.
You know
niggas ain't out. Here today and the next you're gone. Cause your niggas ain't real.
You know
we know the deal.
Un extrait du tout nouvel album de Common, un de nos MC préférés dans le futur Basics Radio Show. Pour commencer donc cette nouvelle émission sur le 93.9 Radio Campus Paris, émission qui est la dernière de la saison. Voilà, le temps passe vite et il est déjà temps de nous quitter pour mieux nous retrouver, bien sûr, hein, puisqu'on sera de retour d'ici fin septembre pour une 7e saison du futur Basics Radio Show. Mais bon, on n'en est pas là pour le moment, puisqu'il y a encore quand même 90 minutes à passer ensemble jusqu'à minuit, hein, comme tous les mercredis de 22h30 à minuit. Free Worker avec vous ce soir au contrôle. Soulist est vraiment désolé, il ne pourra pas être là ce soir pour la dernière émission, puisqu'il a... des responsabilités, des comment dire, des engagements de disque jockey. Il vous embrasse bien sûr très fort et vous le retrouvez bien sûr l'année prochaine, hein, bien sûr, à la tête du futur Basic Radio Show, où vous pouvez bien sûr réécouter eh bien en podcast toutes les émissions de cette saison ainsi que les saisons précédentes. Si sa voix vous manque, en tout cas, bienvenue à tous encore pour donc cette émission. Et on va finir vraiment en beauté pour dans un premier temps avec nos invités de ce soir, notre invité plutôt. Il s'agit de DJ Babou, des Dilated People et des Beat Junkies aussi, qui va venir tout à l'heure eh bien, nous présenter le prochain album, le nouvel album des Dilated People, après je crois 8 ans d'absence. L'album s'intitule Directors of Photography et il sortira le 11 août, donc dans 15 jours maintenant. Et on aura le plaisir d'écouter en avant-première eh bien, quelques morceaux de ce nouvel album. Donc on est pas peu fiers de recevoir Babou tout à l'heure, qui représentera donc les Dilated People. Et puis pour bien finir la saison, et eh bien pendant le mix tout à l'heure, et eh bien on vous fera gagner des places pour la What the Funk de samedi au Nouveau Casino, dernière aussi What the Funk soirée de la saison, avec comme invité notamment DJ Vass et DJ Martin. Ça sera donc samedi au Nouveau Casino à Paris dans le 11e, et eh bien justement il y aura des places à gagner pendant le mix, et strictement pendant le mix d'introduction d'émission que je vais vous présenter tout de suite. Alors on parlait tout à l'heure de la programmation du Nouveau Casino, et eh bien sachez que nous allons vous diffuser là une petite partie en fait du dernier mix de DJ Martin, le DJ de Rennes et graffeur, qu'il a déposé sur son SoundCloud. Vous allez avoir une petite idée un petit peu de la qualité de DJing de cet artiste complet, qui sera à l'affiche avec DJ Vass et avec Soulist samedi au Nouveau Casino. Et pendant ce mix là vous allez nous envoyer un mail à futurebasics@radiocampusparis.org. Vous laissez bien sûr un petit mot gentil, et vous serez tiré au sort d'ici vendredi pour essayer de remporter eh bien des entrées pour cette belle soirée qui s'annonce samedi au Nouveau Casino. Voilà, un très 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 beau programme pour cette dernière émission de la saison du Futur Basics Radio Show. Le mix de Martin, les places à gagner pour la What the Funk, et ensuite Babou des Dilated People tout à l'heure en interview. Est-ce qu'elle est pas belle la vie, en tout cas. Allez, à tout de suite dans le Futur Basics Radio Show.
Let's work, people, let's work, billionaire. DJ and Martin. cello, pogos, kiting to and fro, wizards to maestro, give you a feeling and to the crowd appearance, so let's go. Yo, here's something that you should all know, inspiration is needed, so all the rock that they heated or so. Participation should show, so that we who do perform can slip and grow, grow, grow. I'm a great, so yes, go in our school, we are poses, the talent we're blessed, why there's a rock that's worthless, they're doing their thing right, we can't recite, fucking their eyes, showing teeth that are bright white, yo, selling out, we no doubt, for the uplift, yo, you got my gift, yes, then that's the gift, no eye, we can drop the lyrics, my head is stacked, come to rappers out to actually meet out to the pack, they're just gentle to me, see, nothing to eat, G, no wish to pick the whip, the whole of victory, I'm the homeboy Sparky, nothing like a grizzly, I know you can't touch me, pick out the crew's mighty, I'm big with debonair, want to hear you, my sphere, coming to you loud, I'm coming from any speaker that's there, I just jump into fifth gear, no father to pair, while I clap the microphone and then proceed to tear, I just bring the ring, bring the house down, make you gather round and listen to the sound, it's make you want to move, come make a movie, show and prove, every single time you groove, you know the jam is too smooth, wanna be that it's strong, not wrong, keep going on, when you see me leave the mic, from around you along, but I'm gone, treasure the gift, I'm reciting, them are the damn, I'm busy rhyming. Fixing the rhyme while blitzing. Can't take the heat, well, shoe from the kitchen. Move, head out, shit. This is hardcore. I mean, prime raw, and there's lots more. So you're in for, now here is God law. From a rhyming vector, on a rhyming venture. And it's from your mentor. We always get high score. When you hear a verse, and I'm the presenter. But he's wait right there. I don't care. I'm a sublime to any ear. No wish you to hear. Advice to you is quite clear. Sharp as a snail, let it rip. But don't dip, now you hold that nail. I proceed to just roll on, proceed to keep going. Proceed to just roll on, proceed to keep flowing. And you forgot to mention this. Coming from the mellow and the pen that's poison, the literature to bring, or the gap in your dick. Do the lines as you die and you will not sing. Now let it learn.
Artist by DJ Martin.
De l'immense talent et de l'éventail musical de DJ Martin, donc au platine pour un mix que vous pouvez retrouver bien sûr sur son SoundCloud, et vous pourrez y trouver sur son SoundCloud en effet pas mal de choses, notamment à télécharger. Et puis si vous voulez eh bien danser sur ces mix, ça sera rendez-vous donc ce samedi au Nouveau Casino pour la What the Funk numéro 106, et il y aura une gratuité avant 1h. Il y avait aussi des places à gagner pour cette même soirée pendant le mix. C'est terminé maintenant. Les gens, les nombreuses personnes qui ont tenté leur chance et joué, eh bien seront alertées d'ici vendredi par tirage au sort, et pourront savoir si ils pourront rentrer gratuitement bien sûr à la soirée, enfin être sur liste en tout cas. Mais sachez, je vous l'ai dit à l'instant même, qu'il y aura une gratuité avant 1h. Donc normalement, on devrait contenter tout le monde. En parlant de contenter tout le monde, il est temps maintenant, eh bien, de nous retrouver notre invité de ce soir, qui représente un groupe plutôt mythique, légendaire, un petit peu ce qu'on avait fait la semaine dernière avec Souls of Mischief et par le biais d'Adrian Young, puisque nous allons recevoir dans quelques minutes maintenant DJ Babou des Dilated Peoples, qui vont sortir le 11 août, c'est dans 15 jours, eh bien un nouvel album, le cinquième album, qui s'intitule donc Directors of Photography, sorti chez Rhyme Sayers, le fameux label indépendant de hip-hop de Minneapolis. Voilà, les membres Babou, Evidence et Raka sont à nouveau réunis pour ce cinquième album, et on aura le plaisir durant l'interview de découvrir quelques morceaux de ce nouvel album. Mais moi, ce que je vous propose avant de commencer et d'accueillir Babou, eh bien, c'est recadrer un petit peu les choses et se réécouter un peu comme on avait fait la semaine dernière avec Souls of Mischief, se réécouter un des tubes de Dilated People, et on retrouve DJ Babou, au micro du futur Basics Radio Show dans quelques minutes. À tout de suite.
what's going down, y'all.
Come the worst, my peoples come first. When worst come the worst. When worst come the worst, my peoples come first. When worst come the worst. My peoples comes first.
Y'all, some people got good friends, and not I live my life right. Intense. On the edge, on the why. I'm from the group where friction leads to fire. Stack your bricks, the time is take your pick. Do it, don't. The track, alchemist. Y'all, my life is good. I got my peeps in the mix, so.
Words come to words, my peoples come first.
I got worldwide family all over the earth. And I worry about them all for whatever it's worth. From the birth to the hearse, through streets the guns burst. Words I disperse are here to free minds. Yeah. And if mine are needy, I need to feed mine.
When words come to words.
Set up shop and write a verse. Actually, that's best come to best. My lyrics take care of me, they therapy, get shit off my chest. Extra stress, 3-4 over the score. Different patterns of rhyming prepare me for war. So next time you see us, we'll be deadly on tour. When
worst come to worst, my peoples come first.
Word up, if worst comes to worst, I make whole crews disperse. You know it's family first. Gifted unlimited with dilated people. Babu, evidence, Irish science. And a shout out to my man Alchemist on the Trizak.
My peoples come first.
I'm a glutton for the truth, even though truth hurts. I've studied with my peoples on streets and in church. We make it hard when we go on first. Long road, honor of the samurai code. These California streets ain't paved with gold.
When words come to words, my peoples come first.
I got the back. At the end of the day, we could go our separate ways, but the song remains and won't change. Got my target locked in range. I might switch gears, but first I switch lanes. Without my people, I got nothing to gain. That's why.
Worst come to worst, my peoples come first.
Special victims unit, catalyst for movement. Create to devastate since 84, show improvement. Definitely dilated peoples comes first. Cross trainers ball, we raise the ball and we put it in your ear, no matter who you are.
Come the words, my peoples come first. When words come the words. When words come the words, my peoples come first. My peoples come first. My peoples come first. My peoples come first.
Ça fait du bien de se remémorer eh bien, un petit peu ce qui a été un des tubes jusqu'à maintenant encore des Dilated Peoples. Le morceau s'intitule Words Comes to Words, tiré donc de l'album Expansion Team sorti en 2000. Voilà les Dilated Peoples que nous recevons ce soir dans le futur Basics Radio Show et qui sont représentés, le groupe est représenté par DJ Babu ce soir. Hi Babu, we are very glad to have you in your radio show tonight.
Hello, how are you guys?
on va commencer tout de suite pour présenter ce nouvel album chez Rhyme, c'est signé chez Rhyme Sayer qui s'appelle Directors of Photography. Alors Babu, le dernier album du groupe donc date de 2006, il s'agissait de 20 sur 20, 20 on 20. Même si vous avez continué à collaborer tous ensemble sur des différents projets, on s'était fait un peu à l'idée qu'il n'y aurait plus d'album des Dilated People. Quel a été l'élément déclencheur de la reformation du groupe et de la réalisation d'un nouvel album? The last album of Dilated People was released in 2006. Each member of the band have collaborated in different projects, but what was the main motivation for you guys to go back and make a LP as Dilated Peoples?
Well, I think originally the plan from the beginning for Dilated was, you know, we're all individual artists first and foremost. Even before I was in the group, I think it was understood Evan Rock, Ron Paz to do solo things. They got together, did a song, found they had chemistry, snowballed into becoming a group called Dilated Peoples. I joined the group not much later, and you know, I always have different affiliations and always tried to do my own thing as a DJ as well. So I think after that long haul, that grind of being on a major label with Capitol and putting out 4 albums, we were all looking forward to finally delving into our solo careers. So I think it was part of the plan. It was always part of the plan. It was always understood between the three of us to go out and do a solo record, all of us, and whatever whatever creative things that we wanted to do. And you know, when you're part of a band, it's different. You have to move in respect to each other. You know, there's certain things that certain roles we play within the group of Dilated, but when we leave Dilated, we can do other things.
Okay.
And so from, you know, 2006 on, you know, Rock did Crown of Thorns, Ev started his solo career with his many albums, you know, I continued on with Beat Junkies, I've always done solo stuff, I've Liquid Junkies, Duck Season, have my scratch records on Stone's Throw, you know, so it was a healthy growth period for us. I don't know if we meant to take that much time off, and for us, it's different outside looking in, but being in the group, we always supported each other. So if Rock had an album, it wouldn't be weird to see Ev and myself producing on there. I DJ for Rock on his solo tours. I DJ for Ev on his solo tours. I produce for Ev on his solo records. Rock's featured on Ev's solos, vice versa. So to us, you know, we don't ever feel like we stopped. Because also, too, we tour year-round. We're not that kind of band that we're only going to tour if we have a new album out. We tour. You know, we tour always. You know, whether or not we have an album out, that's how we survive. It's how we feed our families, etc. So, you know, time just moved very, very fast. Us doing that, being comfortable doing our thing. Lo and behold, 7-8 years passed by, and we're like, you know what? What about that next album that we always meant to do? And we started the process of making the album around 2012. You know, I think it was like something we thought was going to take 3-4 months for us to finish. Ended up taking us almost 2 years to finish. And here we are now.
Ok, je vais essayer de traduire parce que c'était un petit peu long. Alors, ils étaient tous, enfin, bien avant la création du groupe, ils étaient tous des artistes individuellement. Et Evidence, Raka et Ron Past avaient fait, un track ensemble. Et il s'est produit une sorte d'alchimie. Et Babou a donc rejoint le groupe peu de temps après. Après avoir signé sur une major et avoir réalisé les 4 premiers albums avec Dilated Peoples, ils ont voulu revenir à leur carrière solo respective. Cela faisait partie du plan de départ. Dans le groupe, chacun a son rôle, mais quand ils le quittent, leurs rôles peuvent changer quand ils reviennent. Depuis 2006, Raka a fait notamment Crown of Thrones, Babou a continué avec les Beat Junkies, il a aussi géré sa carrière solo en tant que Liquid Junkies, et il a fait un disque de scratch pour Stone Throw. Ça leur a fait du bien, et surtout ils ont continué de collaborer ensemble. Et par exemple, Babou a été le DJ de Rack pour sa tournée. Chacun d'entre eux est en tournée tout le temps, et comme le temps a avancé plutôt vite, ils n'avaient pas eu l'occasion et le temps de parler d'un nouvel album. C'est finalement arrivé dans les environs de 2012, et il aura fallu 2 ans pour bien réaliser cet album Directors of Photography. Babou, ce nouvel album, donc Directors of Photography, et plusieurs titres, hein, donc je vais citer Directors, The Dark Room, The Bigger Picture, renvoie à l'univers de l'imagerie, de l'image, de la vidéo. Peux-tu nous en dire plus sur ce fil conducteur? Est-ce que ça a été un fil conducteur de l'album? This album is called Directors of Photography, and some of the tracks are called Directors, The Dark Room, or The Bigger Picture. And it's all seems that it's a in the album, it's all about image or moving image. What was it the main theme in the album?
Well, you know, first of all, you know, on one level, we wanted to, you know, a DP is a director of photography, and it's also our initials for Dilated Peoples. And, you know, but I think also too, early on in our career, we've always cared about the visual side of what we do, whether it be shooting videos or our artwork. Or whatever, we've always been very hands-on, working with photographers, working with shooting videos. We're always very much concerned about how we visually are captured and how we're portrayed, you know. So I think you know, moving down the line, especially me, myself and Evidence too, we've also both caught the photography bug.
Okay.
We're both very much into photo and video ourselves, and the name just kind of seemed to stick. You know, a few of the titles definitely do touch on that, but we didn't really want to do a whole album and overdoing it. You know, those titles naturally manifested when we wrote those songs and they made sense. But in general, I think that the title, you know, we were just trying to touch on, you know, the aspect of the group, the way these guys write rhymes, very visual. You know, both the guys paint very vivid pictures, and traditional sense of when you speak of a director of photography, they're the person, you know, when you're talking about filming a motion picture or a video, they're the ones very concerned with what every shot looks like, setting up every shot. Kind of the unsung hero of a movie sometimes. You know, everyone always knows who the director is, you know, but who's the director of photography? Most people, unless you're in the industry, don't even care. You know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
And it's kind of our stance. You know, we've always played the back. We're always kind of mysterious, and but we've always cared about these vivid pictures that we paint through our music and through our lyrics.
Uh-huh.
And I think that's what we're, you know, that's definitely one angle that we're trying to, you know, reflect when we call this album Directors of Photography. You know, visually, we're in control of everything. We're setting up every shot. We're being very particular and very about the details of everything that we're putting out there. We want every image to be very sharp and vivid. And, you know, as much as we like to do that with our Instagram or our videos, we do that very much with our music.
Ok. Alors, en fait, tout d'abord, Directors of Photography a les mêmes initiales que Dilated People, DP. Le groupe a toujours été concerné et impliqué dans son identité visuelle, que ce soit pour les pochettes de disques ou les vidéos. Babou et Evidence font beaucoup de photos eux-mêmes, et finalement, le titre s'imposait. Même si plusieurs titres font sens avec ce thème de l'imagerie, l'album se réfère surtout à la manière dont les MC écrivent et font rimer les mots. Ils ont une sorte d'écriture très visuelle quelque part. Le directeur de la photographie, c'est aussi dans le cinéma le maître à penser de l'image. C'est vraiment la personne qui contrôle l'identité visuelle, mais en contrepartie, c'est aussi quelqu'un de plutôt discret, enfin qui reste dans l'ombre. Et cela collait bien à ce que sont finalement les Dilated Peoples, discrets mais avec un contrôle sur leur musique. Babou, vos premiers albums étaient tout de suite sortis sur des majors, hein, notamment Capitol Records ou ABB Records. Chez Rhymesayers, voilà, vous avez sorti ce nouvel album chez ce label indépendant qui est très connu, hein, mais qui est indépendant et qui vient de Minneapolis. Comment s'est passée la rencontre? The first albums were signing in major label, and the new one is released on Rhymesayers, that is very very known, but it's an independent label. How did you meet the guys from Rhymesayers?
Well, our history with Rhymesayers goes back a pretty long time, actually. We first and foremost know them as fellow artists and a label in the independent hip-hop scene we all grew up in, that early to mid-90s movement of independent vinyl. Of course, Atmosphere, they've been doing it as long as us, if not longer. I'm not sure their exact history, but, you know, we've shared stages with them. We've done in stores at their store in Minneapolis when we come through town, Fifth Element. And, you know, years later, Ev started, did his second solo album with Rhymesayers. So I guess that started the initial, more than just a thought. You know, people have thought about, especially after we left Capitol, where are you guys going to end up? What are you guys going to do? ABB kind of folded. And, you know, the scene, the landscape just kind of changed. And there are only maybe a small handful of independent labels out there, or labels that, you know, that we could consider a home out there. And Rhymesayers always just made a lot of sense, especially after Ev went and did his solo record on there and went over really well. Ev felt really good about it, and he definitely talked up to Ev, and Ev talked to me and Raka about it, and was like, you know, what do you guys think about it? They're really interested. And, you know, we started talking to them. You know, it's probably a conversation we started 5 years ago. It's amazing that it's all come together now, but it feels good. You know, we really respect and love and appreciate what Rhymesayers do as a label. Uh-huh. All the artists on the label we respect as well and love, you know, and it just made a lot of sense. And for us, it's not so much that we signed Rhymesayers as much as it feels more of like a, how would you say, an honest collab, okay. You know, because I feel like Dilated, we bring a lot to the label that they don't have, and their label brings a lot to what Dilated has that doesn't have, and it's just a beautiful marriage, and, you know, we're looking forward to really plugging in, and, you know, already now in the early stages of putting out this record, it feels really good, you know, I personally enjoy really working with their staff. We got to tour with Brother Ali late last year, which was just great. I love that dude. You know, I DJed with Ev on his solo tour, and we opened up for Atmosphere throughout the U.S. Okay. And being on the road with Ant and Slug was just amazing, awesome dudes. And so, yeah, it's a really exciting marriage, you know. And you know, I sky's the limit. You know, I have high hopes.
Okay.
I hope, you know, we can continue to do this.
Alors, en fait, avec Rhymesayers et Dilated People, ils se connaissent depuis un bail maintenant, ça remonte au milieu des années 90. Ils ont partagé des scènes ensemble, et ils étaient venus, les Dilated People, ils étaient venus les voir, voir Rhymesayers dans leur shop à Minneapolis. C'est lorsque Evidence, en fait, a réalisé son deuxième album chez eux que les discussions ont commencé. C'était aux alentours de 2010, et les Dilated People n'étaient plus chez Capitol Records à l'époque, et ils trouvaient qu'il y avait finalement un sens d'être chez Rhymesayers, d'autant plus que les albums d'Evidence avaient eu du succès. Et aujourd'hui, ils sont plutôt ravis d'avoir signé chez Rhymesayers parce que ils les respectent ainsi que les artistes du label. Ils ont notamment fait une tournée récemment avec Brother Ali et Babou et Evidence ont backé Atmosphère. Donc finalement, c'est en fait, c'est plutôt que des considérations un petit peu mercantiles ou d'opportunisme, c'est une vraie collaboration à travers laquelle tout le monde apporte son savoir-faire et Babou trouve que c'est un mariage plutôt excitant et qui peut peut-être fonctionner.
DJ Babu on the cut. You know the saga.
Sacrifice my life, but I won't give in.
That's why I'm driven to bless you with the God given.
See with your eyes dilated for the sake of the G's.
I was getting buried alive. Heard the dirt hit the coffin top, I barely survived. But I broke through my grave, ripped the pine box, fell apart. Head first yelling, maggot brain, funkadelic art. There is a dark side, fair where the friends fly. Hitchcock, same bird scatter when the end stop. Couple let their guards down, figured it was up for certain. Talking about
next,
time to pull the plug and close the curtains. Eyes wide, bug like, holy leaping Lazarus. I thought that y'all were
never mind.
Material
never mind.
Still hazardous, hazmat. Clutching their chest like asthmatics. Mathematics, a natural dash of black magic. Salute to new voices, flexing power, advancing the balance of modern branding versus classic sound clashing. Took heavy fire, survived the crash landing. Smiled and walked away from the wreckage, the last standing. They thought that it was gone for good. They figured it was good, it's gone. They thought that it was gone for good. They figured it was good, it's gone.
You know the saga, who lava.
Sacrifice my life, but I won't give in. Won't give in.
They thought that it was gone for good.
See with your eyes dilated for the sake of the G's.
Devise a plan and I execute it till I'm undisputed. If the record never stated, I've been showing most improvement. At a time when my peers declined, I used it as a booster. Used the dedication as a plus, I ain't used to losers. Locked the rail loops from the safe, then I changed the combination. Then I set the pace, settled down and laid the conversation. Drew an outline that made me think that this a new beginning. Kept an older frame of mind when I've been spraying all the filling. So God bless us, cut from different cloths and different texts. Textures, different walks of life, some acts, some art directors, yeah. Some are extras, and those ain't easy to find. And I ain't easily defined, what's fame, a thin line. I've been thinking, walking over the edge, but keep blinking. Whoa. Taking two steps back to my zone for no reason. Nah. Call it comfort, and that is not the best for my heart. Not the best way to end, and not the best way to start. Good is gone.
They thought that it was gone for good. They figured it was good, it's gone. They thought that it was gone for good. They figured it was good, it's gone.
You know the saga. Who
sacrifice my life, but I won't give in. Won't give in.
They thought that it was gone for good.
See with your eyes dilated for the sake of the G's.
I was out of mind in sight. Dark clouds all around me trying to find the light. Took flight with the dot dot, legs dangling, cliff hanging, never docking my spot.
I stand by what I say, cause I'm easy to find.
Dates posted every day of the year in bold lines. The more that I roam, the more that I'm free. The more I'm in Rome, the more that I'm me. The more I'm at home, the more that it's stress. The moral is, we be touring at best. I'm not the same old run of the mill who keeps running until the feet tell him put the runners to rest.
I've seen the last come first.
I've seen the first last.
Double majored in life.
Some of the worst past.
Yeah. Back to school, learning secrets that the earth has. Sat in coach and studied business before my first class. They thought that it was gone for good. They figured it was good is gone. They thought that it was gone for good. They figured it was good is gone.
You know the saga. Who live on.
Sacrifice my life, but I won't give in, won't give in.
Premier extrait de ce nouvel album des Dilated Peoples. Le morceau s'intitule donc Good As Gone et donc tiré de ce nouvel album qui sortira, qui s'appelle d'ailleurs Directors of Photography et qui sortira donc le 11 août dans 15 jours. Et ce soir, on a le plaisir et bien d'en écouter quelques morceaux avec le représentant de Dilated Peoples, à savoir DJ Babou, qui fait aussi partie des Beat Junkies. Alors Babou, une question un petit peu plus générale sur le hip-hop. Bien que vous gardiez votre style et votre intégrité artistique, il s'est passé beaucoup d'années depuis le début du groupe. Pour toi, qu'est-ce qui aurait le plus changé, le plus impacté votre musique? Les envies, les objectifs, les mentalités ou tout simplement la technologie? Talking about history, since you made the first album, hip-hop has changed a lot. Everybody has aged a little bit. Music industry has changed, and the way of DJing has changed too. Even though it's hard to sum it up, what has changed the most? What have been the difference between now and the time when we released your first album?
Well, I think the there's so many differences, but I think the biggest thing to me is, you know, the technology, how much it's changed everything.
Uh-huh.
You know, for us, when we first started, for us to do a quality recording, we had to rent out a studio, hire an engineer, record onto 2-inch tape, master to 1/2-inch tape, and bring that to mastering. Now, two out of the three of us have recording studios at our house.
Okay.
I have a recording studio in my hotel room as we speak on my laptop right now. You know, everything is digital. Everything is over the internet. Social networking means so much more. You know, the old outlets, you know, when we first signed to Capitol, it was about getting spins at radio, getting added to BET and MTV.
Uh-huh.
And now, like, to me, it's all out the window. You know, like, now with the internet, it's different. It's about how many views you get on YouTube. It's, you know, the views you get on Vimeo, or how many retweets you get, or how many people like your Facebook, you
mm-hmm.
know.
Mm-hmm.
And it seems very different, but I guess it's very similar, you know. It's just that now we have different outlets and stuff, but I just feel like the playing field has been leveled because of technology. You know, now anyone can have their own recording studio and transmit from, you know, from their bedroom if they wanted to, and create a movement through SoundCloud, through Bandcamp, through whatever, you know, all these new outlets. So it's pretty exciting. You know, us, we've learned to adapt. We've always embraced technology in every aspect of doing this, from having a website, Pro Tools, to DJing with Serato. Everything we've embraced it, because it feels like yesterday that there was a time when they didn't make things for what we do.
Uh-huh.
You know, to have a sampler was just like, you know, you could choose from three on the market.
Yeah, yeah.
Now, like, you know, probably download a free program that blows anything I used in the late 80s, early 90s, you know? You know, like I said, there's just so much more power to the user and what you could do.
Oh.
Those are some of the major changes to me. And of course, you know, we all just get older. This new generation, they're just very on it, and they're very fast and very just technologically driven. And there's new movements starting. There's little pockets of movements everywhere, you know? you know, just like I said, you don't have to worry about being on the radio anymore. Yeah. You know, that doesn't even matter. Like, you know, unless you're Katy Perry or, you know, you're a really huge artist. Like now, like, I'm going to start my own movement, my own bedroom, sell my own merch, make it my, I'm going to design it myself. And, you know, and it's a very hands-on, very DIY kind of thing going on right now in the world. And you know, I love it. It really fits for what we do. Even if we were signed at Capitol, we've always had this very independent mentality about what we do. You know, we were signed over to Capitol with, like, so many artists that you'd never see up there. And for some reason, Dilated Peoples, you would just see us in the hallways of Capitol all the time, like, approving our artwork or having meetings and just doing press and just being up there physically, like I said, hands-on with everything we do. And we still carry that mentality up to now, and it really fits what we do. And I think it's part of what's, you know, able to, you know, why we're still here. It's because we've always had that very pull up your sleeves and do it yourself kind of mentality, and never been scared to do that. And you know, so even though there's been a lot of changes, it's actually complemented our style and our work ethic.
Ok. Alors pour Babou, la plus grande différence réside dans la technologie. À leur début, pour faire un enregistrement de qualité, il fallait louer un studio, avoir un ingénieur son, enregistrer sur des bandes, masteriser. Maintenant, deux d'entre eux ont leur propre home studio et ils peuvent composer sur ordinateur dans leur chambre d'hôtel. Avant, pour faire connaître un disque, il fallait qu'il passe à la radio ou à la TV, sur MTV par exemple. Maintenant, il y a les réseaux sociaux et Internet. En fait, le processus est le même, mais ce sont les outils qui ont changé. Le spectre a aussi augmenté, a évolué avec la technologie, car aujourd'hui, on peut lancer un mouvement, mettre à dispo des productions d'un simple clic, n'importe où, n'importe quand. Babou cite bien évidemment les plateformes comme SoundCloud ou Bandcamp qui représentent ce changement. Il y a aussi YouTube, Vimeo, enfin toutes les chaînes de vidéos. On peut aussi avoir un sampler en ligne, enfin on peut tout faire en ligne. Et donc les Dilated Peoples ont bien sûr adopté ces changements avec des outils comme Pro Tools, Serato ou tout autre outil internet. Et malheureusement pour nous, en tout cas, la radio n'a plus la même importance, car finalement on peut tout faire soi-même. Et finalement, ça rejoint un peu l'état d'esprit général qu'ont toujours eu les Dilated People, c'est-à-dire suivre et contrôler ce qu'ils font, ce qui n'était pas le cas chez Capitol Records notamment au début. Et tous ces changements n'ont fait que finalement compléter leur manière de travailler. À propos des collaborations maintenant, il y a un artiste qui collabore avec vous depuis le début, c'est Alchemist. Qu'est-ce qu'il représente pour Dilated Peoples? Talking about your collaboration with Alchemist, who is he's there since the beginning. What does he represent for Dilated Peoples?
Man, well, first and foremost, you know, him and Ev are very good friends.
Okay.
Damn near junior high, childhood friends, went to school together, started their rap careers very early together. You know, and a lot of people don't even know that. You know, he named the group.
Okay.
You know, Rocka had a publishing company name of, I think it was Expanding Pupils. And, you know, Alchemist is the one who came in and flipped it and said, man, you guys should, you know, call the group Dilated Peoples. This sounds like a movement, you know, and it just stuck. And, you know, from producing our very first 12-inch all the way to now, he's always been a big part of our process and a big part of the albums. He's produced some of our most loved joints. And, you know, he didn't really work as much on this new album as some of the other ones in the past. But, you know, to be honest with you, you know, all along the way, you know, when we were making songs, we would bring him over to Al's. Hey, what do you think, man? He's, you know, a lot of ways an invisible member of the group. You know, he understands who we are and what we do. More than sometimes us three even, you know, so he's always just been like a brother to us, and he always just a top-notch producer in the game, and you know, he's always just giving us awesome advice on top of incredible beats. And you know, what can I say, like you know, Dilated probably wouldn't be what we are without the help of Alchemist, you know, that he's given us over the years.
Alors, Evidence et Alchemist, en fait, sont potes depuis l'enfance. Et la plupart des gens ne le savent pas, mais c'est Alchemist qui a trouvé le nom du groupe Dilated Peoples. Rocka avait une société d'édition qui s'appelait Expanding Purples. Et Alchemist avait proposé le nom de Dilated Peoples car cela sonnait comme un mouvement. Et depuis, Alchemist a produit le premier LP de Dilated Peoples et a toujours été présent jusqu'à aujourd'hui. Par contre, il n'a pas autant bossé sur le nouvel album que les précédents, mais le Dilated Peoples lui ont fait écouter tous les tracks et parce que son avis compte pour eux. Et c'est tout simplement un frère pour eux et Babou reconnaît que les Dilated Peoples ne seraient pas ce qu'ils sont sans Alchemist. Un autre artiste avec lequel vous avez aussi collaboré sur l'album, c'est donc Aloe Black, qui a débuté en tant que MC et qui est aujourd'hui mondialement connu en tant que chanteur, on va dire, de soul. Comment s'est passée la collaboration? There's another artist that you collaborated with. He's Aloe Black. He started like an MC with Emanon, and now is well known worldwide as a singer. How did the collab happen with him?
Yeah, Aloe Black. What can I say? He's still kind of weird to think about it because we all came up through the same ranks. You know, when I initially say Aloe Black, the first thing I think is Emanon. Yeah. I think of him in exile. These two cats who used to come to Fat Beats and sell independent records like all of us were, you know? Uh-huh. And, you know, and it was just incredible to watch him over the years, watch him evolve and grow. You know, I went from watching him just to be a hard-spitting MC, and next time I see him, he's playing trumpet on stage and singing, and, to where he is now. It's just an incredible evolution. But one thing I can say is this... just an awesome guy, just a grounded dude, a very real cat. Uh-huh. And for us, he's collabed on with us previously on both Ev's solo record and Rocka's solo record. He made appearances, and he's always done it without question. Just because he's I guess we all have this mutual respect coming from the same trenches over the years, so. You know, him collabing with us, he was always so graceful to, like, come in and put his touch on songs. And here we are working on the new Dilator record. And, it was an idea we're tinkering around with. We all, we've had singers on songs before. But, I got this beat from Jake One, and I presented it to the guys. And they loved it. They both put raps on it, and we're just kind of stuck there with raps. We knew we didn't... You know, we're at that point in the record, okay, we did enough choruses, we did enough scratching choruses, we need to push, we need to put someone here special, something special to really push the song over the edge and do something, fill this void. You know, we did this is one of the maybe two or three last songs in the record, songs that were done on the record, and I said, well, I could hear Aloe Black on this, guys, what do you guys think? And, everyone was like, oh, I don't know, this guy's... Just saw him on TV last night. You know, I think he's on tour with Bruno Mars right now. Like, our deadline's a month away. Like, is this really going to happen? And so I made it my mission personally to reach out to Aloe. And I stayed on him. And, he literally to the last minute was just this guy. Like, he's been large. But go to the top of this year, it's like... It just really started for him on the international. Like, the Avicii record was already out. The man was about to drop at home, and he was on television on this show called The Voice. Uh-huh. He started becoming a regular on this singing contest show. So, his management and, all these opportunities. Oh, they want you to play at the All-Star Game. Oh, you could tour here with this. You got a television appearance here. Schedule, like, I can't even imagine how busy he was. Somehow, some way, he made time for us. Recorded it in his hotel room one night before he had to sing at halftime of the NBA All-Star Game. And once again, lo and behold, he came through and blessed us. And and what can I say? You know, Aloe Black is just, we'll always, like, hold a dear place in our hearts for him, always looking out for us. You know, here we are, independent and grimy. He's, out of here, you know what I'm saying? Superstar mode, and still looks out. And I'm really excited for people to hear that record. It's a really special record. It's one of the best records I think we've done in our catalog. So, look out for that one for sure.
Alors c'est un peu fou parce que les Dilated Peoples et Aloe Black, en fait, on sont un peu partis de la même échelle, voilà. Mais pour Babou, Allo et Black, c'est avant tout, bien sûr, ça restera toujours Emanon, le duo qu'il forme avec Exile. Allo et Black a dû évoluer en tant que chanteur et en tant que musicien, hein, puisqu'il joue de la trompette notamment sur scène, pour en arriver là où il est aujourd'hui. Et par contre, c'est un vrai gars qui a les pieds sur terre. Ils se respectent tous car ils ont finalement un background commun. Concernant la collaboration dans l'album, les Dilated Peoples avaient un beat réalisé par Jack One avec des MCs, mais il manquait quelque chose et il y avait déjà assez de flow et de scratch et il fallait apporter autre chose. Et Babou a proposé la voix d'Allo et Black. La seule difficulté, c'était la disponibilité d'Allo et Black, hein, qui tourne beaucoup et avec des stars comme Bruno Mars. Il fait des interventions dans The Voice en Amérique, voilà. Et donc et la deadline en fait approchait assez rapidement et donc Babou en a fait un peu une affaire personnelle en garantissant que Allo et Black puisse faire quelque chose et puis il a réussi et donc Allo et Black a finalement produit un chant et envoyé un chant dans sa chambre d'hôtel juste avant notamment d'aller chanter pour le All-Star Games de la NBA. Preuve que Allo et Black, malgré son statut, prend encore du temps pour collaborer avec la scène indé et surtout avec les amis. Une dernière collaboration avec le très jeune Vince Staples, qui n'a que 21 ans, je crois. D'après toi, c'est la relève du hip-hop. One of the collaboration is also Vince Staples, who is very young. He's only 21. He's a part of the next generation for you?
Definitely. He's from Southern California. He's an LA kid who's just really raw on the mic. I was introduced to him through Alchemist and Evidence. Me and Evidence actually produced a couple songs on his latest mixtape. We got a couple joints on there that I just love how they came out. And he's very street and very raw, but he's one of the few guys with this new generation I feel as if like he, without whether or not he knows it or not, he carries a torch for great MCs. You know, it's hard to put into words, but he's just ahead of his time. Just the way he says it and the way he spits it and the way he carries it. It's just, I have real high hopes for him. I know he's coming out on Def Jam. And, you know, we're also kind of have a loose relation or a connection through him as his manager's C. Smith, Corey Smith, who's known to have managed Mos Def and Talib Kweli back in the day, De La, Gene Gray. We've known him since the Rockus days back in the day. So, you know, especially when we heard, Vince Staples, he's being managed by C. Smith. It's like, okay, like, we got to hear this kid. You know what I mean? That's already saying a lot. But, yeah, he's just a young spitter who's, like, I'm really excited about. I really love him.
Alors Vince Staples, en fait, c'est un jeune MC californien qui vient du sud de Los Angeles. Et c'est Alchemist qui leur a présenté. Et les Dilated Peoples ont commencé par produire des titres de sa première mixtape, avant de collaborer avec lui sur leur propre album. Alors il est assez ghetto et très cru dans ses paroles, mais pour Babou, c'est un des MC qui porte haut l'étendard de leur art, du hip-hop. Donc Staples devrait sortir bientôt quelque chose chez Def Jam et son manager qui est Corey Smith, en fait c'est un manager assez connu qui s'est occupé notamment de Mos Def, de Talib Kweli, de La Soul ou de Jean Grey et du coup ils s'attendent à ce que effectivement l'artiste explose assez rapidement parce qu'il est bien entouré et du coup ils sont quand même très contents d'avoir collaboré avec lui sur l'album.
Easy make a money, sure don't stay. Try to go wild, and I pray. Show me the way.
My people, hello to the day. I watch the world on wheels, hit the yellow and gray. The ones don't work, all the ones don't eat. And once again, I'm from that city where the sun don't sleep. It's time to
get live because the terms is breached. Ride the wave like the world is a beach. Learn more, I teach. I was raised by N.W.A. and Stacey A. All day, same story, different briefcase. I'm nonchalant to others peddling weight. I got a purpose to serving up and settle my state. Been through it, all of it great. Put the ruler to the movement, all of it straight. Big fish, even calling them bait. One love, one dish, see them all on my plate. I take the lady on a vacate, she call it a date. Now she calling in sick, now she calling in late.
The heart of the work, well, the moment of the day. Easy become, but you know, don't stay. Trying to cope while I pray. Somebody show me the way, somebody show me the way. I've been through some pitfalls and I've been down. Made it through close calls and lost some ground. It's a hell of a price I pay. Somebody show me the way. Somebody show me the way.
Sunning. Love to be alive, feet hit the ground running. Butterflies in my stomach like I'm anxious trying to get it. Trying to learn a lot from it on a planet in regression. In the loft at the summit, air is much clearer. Catch me on the high road, some fight to live, others settle for survival. It's your world, you could write the line you live your life on. It's heavy but you're strong, just hold on until that light dawns. It's starting now, pardon me, we're partying. Escalated, redefining the state of the art again. Celebrated, elevators open up to secret floors. Different rules and secret laws, from the roof you'll see the stars. Only fear boredom in a world of raw materials. Excited by potential, inspired by adventure. Calculated circles, the circumference and the radius. To only cast a float without a float through the parade is us.
Le fameux morceau avec en featuring Aloe Black, le morceau s'intitule donc Show Me The Way et il figure donc sur le nouvel album des Dilated Peoples qui sortira donc le 11 août dans tous les bacs et dont on découvre ce soir des extraits. Et on a aussi le grand plaisir de recevoir Monsieur Babou pour représenter les Dilated Peoples ce soir dans le futur Basics Radio Show. Alors par contre, vous étiez Babou, vous étiez les Dilated Peoples, vous étiez passé à Paris et au Glazart le mois dernier. Comment c'était? Talking about excitement, how did the show last month at Glazart in Paris was?
Oh man, it was great. It was great. You know, it's really strange. People always say, you know, people in Paris are so rude, and you know, like French people are so rude and mean, and just like you know. And every time I come to Paris, I have nothing but awesome time. I meet the greatest people, the most beautiful women, just great food, awesome city. I don't know what people are talking about. Maybe I'm just lucky because I'm in a rap group and everyone treats me cool, but I don't know. But that's always a little nerve-wracking, is performing new material. And you know, since we had a longer set than all of our shows on this tour, we actually did, I think we did 4 new songs, and it was just amazing. The crowd was just really good, and can I say, I love DJing in Paris, I love performing in Paris. It's just really awesome crowd here. You know, people like think Paris is like city of love and all this shit. No, it's like, it's grimy here. It's like, it's very hip-hop, you know what I mean? I love Paris. It's like one of the only other places in the world I think I could live in besides Los Angeles.
Bah, tout simplement, c'était super leur concert. Pardon. Par contre, c'est assez étrange parce que on a toujours dit à Babou que les Parisiens étaient durs et rudes, ronchons. Mais à chaque fois que les Dilated Peoples passent à Paris, tout se passe bien. De belles filles, un bon accueil, une très jolie ville. Donc, il comprend pas. Il se dit aussi, bien sûr, que tout le monde est gentil avec eux parce que c'est un groupe d'artistes reconnus. Concernant le concert, c'était délicat de présenter quelques nouveaux morceaux, mais ça s'est bien passé. Et pour preuve, ils ont fait un show plus long que d'habitude. Donc Babou aime Paris au point de vouloir vivre là, enfin après bien sûr Los Angeles. Question plus perso maintenant, Babou, quelles sont les actus des Beat Junkies? Talking about you now, Babou, is there something happening about the Beat Junkies soon?
Yeah, the Beat Junkies definitely we've actually been for the last 6 to 8 months we've been working very hard. We just made the announcement, I believe, 2 weeks ago that we're starting, we're relaunching our website, www.beatjunkies.com, but
coming in mid to late July, I believe we're trying to launch. We're starting an actual subscription record pool, an official Beat Junkies record pool.
Okay.
So it's a real big deal to us. We've all the members, we've all chipped in and put our heads down and tried to make this incredible library of music accessible to anyone who wants to join and be down. And it's just covering all spectrums, exclusive edits. We've also got some help from some other DJs who aren't Beat Junkies, but we've got contributors like Tony G and Breakbeat Lou and Cyberkid and all just incredible DJs. And just we're trying to make it a record pool. And for those who don't know what a record pool is, growing up as a young DJ, it's hard to get music, and you join these record pools, so you have early access to music and special music that you couldn't just buy at the record store. And now in 2014, as us getting older and trying to give back a little bit, we thought it was like the natural progression for our crew to do something like this for the younger generation. We'd love people to come check us out. www.beatjunkies.com. It's the real deal, like from scratch music to EDM to hip hop to breaks to funk to soul. We got a lot of everything for everybody. So shout out to my Beat Junkie crew always.
Alors oui, il y a quand même de l'actualité pour les Beat Junkies. Tout d'abord, ils sont en train de refondre en fait leur site internet, mais surtout, et là depuis très peu de temps, ils ont fait un appel à contribution de souscription publique pour leur permettre en fait de faire un nouveau disque. Donc rendez-vous sur le site si vous voulez participer au financement de cet album. Et puis ils vont sortir aussi un catalogue en fait digital de morceaux un peu inédits, de choses que notamment on trouve pas dans le chez un disquaire par exemple. Et puis autour de ça, ils sont en train de monter une sorte de pool d'artistes en fait. Enfin, il y a déjà des gens qui participent et qui vont alimenter effectivement ce catalogue un peu de sons, de catalogue de sonorités en fait, de sons un petit peu inédits. Voilà pour l'actualité des Beat Junkies. Et puis dernière question qui est un peu la même pour tous nos artistes, les guilty pleasures, c'est-à-dire effectivement des morceaux que tu aimes mais dont tu as un peu honte parce que c'est peut-être un peu cheesy. Babu, what are your guilty pleasures? Some tracks you love to listen to, but you can't say to anyone because they are a little bit cheesy. What are your guilty pleasures?
Okay. I have a bunch of guilty pleasures, to be honest with you. But the first thing that comes to my head is Latch by Disclosure. Not that it's a I don't want to say it's a guilty pleasure because it's like, I mean, you probably expect me to like a guilty pleasure to be something like really corny, like that's really. But Disclosure is like, they make really dope music. I really respect those guys as producers. Beats are fucking retarded. But that song, it's weird. I really dug that song like 2 years ago, and then just like the last couple months, at least in the United States, it's like on the radio all the time. My kids know it. It's just become like this big pop hit. But I love that song. I just, incredible songwriting. The beat is ridiculous, and I guess it's a guilty pleasure because from my musical taste and what people think, probably the furthest thing that you would think I would enjoy, but that is a good ass jam.
Alors il nous avoue bien sûr qu'il en a plein de guilty pleasure, mais celui qui lui vient à l'esprit là, c'est le Latch de Disclosure. Qu'on aime aussi. Alors c'est pas vraiment effectivement pour lui un guilty pleasure, hein, parce qu'il en a pas forcément honte, hein, mais c'est vrai qu'effectivement le beat est tout simple. Enfin, il y a pas grand chose dedans, mais la magie opère et il trouve que les mecs de Disclosure sont de très très bons producteurs. Voilà, ça se termine l'interview. Thank you very much, Babu, for cool. your coming. Et n'oubliez pas, donc, eh bien, de vous procurer dès le 11 août prochain le nouvel album des Dilated People, 6 ans, je crois, après le précédent. Il s'intitule Directors of Photography et il sera disponible sur le label Rimsayer. Donc vraiment, n'hésitez pas à vous le procurer. On remercie MPC de nous avoir permis de faire cette interview et puis bien sûr l'émission et l'interview seront réécoutables demain en podcast. On s'écoute quand même un dernier morceau et puis on se retrouve pour la dernière partie d'émission, la toute dernière partie de la saison en tout cas.
With the force to keep fighting. Samson, Atlas, Colossus, Titan. In the dark night, the torch that enlightens. Ox strong, cast iron, part of the lion. A mighty foundation to a tower of power. With the energy needed to turn the seed into a flower. Fortified tight, sturdy sound constructions make rappers duck down like I'm Boogie Down Production. I can tell they're weak. Delicate, it ain't hard to sell when I speak over rock or breaks, never brittle little beats.
Come on,
or Rap City, BET, spit graffiti. It's in a full spectrum of flavors that's robust. Dilated people's my brother, we gon' crush. Beef up support, insulate your stage. I got self-control, but can't hold the rage.
Un très court souvenir avec un morceau, un autre morceau culte de Dilated People que vous pourrez écouter en podcast demain. Voilà, il nous reste 7 minutes pour conclure cette émission et cette saison. Donc on va commencer tout de suite par l'agenda.
Future Basics Radio Show, l'agenda.
Alors on va faire court hein, et puis on va faire vite surtout avec vous savez qu'on a été partenaire du Festival All Stars du New Morning qui se termine là le 2 août et ça se termine plutôt bien puisque demain 31 juillet il y aura Christian Scott Septet donc c'est du jazz hip hop, c'est vraiment bien à aller voir. Et puis vous avez deux dates, le 1er et le 2 août. Les dates pour Roy Hargrove Quintet, tout ça au New Morning, donc voilà, n'hésitez pas à y aller. Le Festival All Star continue donc et donc ça sera rue des Petites Écuries, pardon, dans le 10e arrondissement. Métro Château d'eau. Et puis l'événement festif, je dirais, de la semaine, c'est bien sûr samedi, on en a parlé tout à l'heure, le retour des What the Funk au nouveau casino avec DJ Vass et DJ Martin et Souliste. C'est la soirée estivale qui aura lieu donc ce samedi à partir de minuit. Il y a un tarif gratuit avant 1h, donc vraiment vraiment n'hésitez pas à y aller. On va passer une très très bonne soirée, on va danser et on va beaucoup s'amuser peut-être pour la plupart d'entre vous avant le départ, le vrai départ en vacances. Donc n'hésitez pas à y aller, toutes les informations sont bien sûr sur nos pages hein, Facebook, Twitter ou même voir Google+. Voilà, il est 23h54, il va être temps pour nous de nous quitter. Moi je souhaitais bien vous remercier d'avoir été encore très très nombreux cette saison à nous écouter sur le 93.9. D'écouter aussi nos podcasts. Merci infiniment, sans vous on serait pas grand chose. Et puis merci effectivement à toutes les personnes qui ont contribué à cette belle saison. Encore une fois, on a eu l'occasion de recevoir vraiment de très bons artistes, des artistes prestigieux et des artistes à en devenir, avec toujours en fil conducteur pardon de la bonne musique, enfin celle qu'on aime en tout cas. En tout cas, ça a été une belle saison. Toutes les émissions sont bien sûr réécoutables en podcast hein, sur le site de la radio, Radio Campus Paris.org. vous allez dans le menu émission et vous pourrez choisir l'émission qu'il vous plaira. Voilà, et on a été fiers de finir cette saison avec encore un bel invité. On va se retrouver à la rentrée pour la 7e ou 8e saison du Futur Basics Radio Show sur Radio Campus Paris. Ça sera début octobre, hein, puisque l'antenne reprend fin septembre. Mais concrètement, on reviendra donc le premier mercredi d'octobre à l'antenne en direct, de 22h30 à minuit tous les mercredis sur le 93.9. Il me reste plus qu'à vous souhaiter un excellent été, de très très bonnes vacances pour ceux qui ne sont pas encore partis. Encore un grand merci de nous avoir suivis tout le long de la saison. N'oubliez pas donc la What the Funk samedi au Nouveau Casino. Je vous embrasse très fort, Souliste vous embrasse très fort aussi. À très bientôt, bon été à tous et très bonne soirée.